This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهدي ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. I greet everyone with the most beautiful greeting, the greeting of Islam as well as the greeting of Jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. All thanks and praises are due to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who has gathered us once again on the best day of the week. The best day of the week, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to us, is the day of Jumu'ah. This time that we find ourselves cutting ourselves off from everything related to dunya. And we will focus completely on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Allah ta'ala speak to the people of Iman. Right, when Jumu'ah comes, fas'aw ila dhikrillah, that hasten to Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. This is amazing, that if you are a believer, at this time, nothing matters. This is so amazing. Can you imagine this? It's almost like we in Makkah, the adhan goes, everybody's busy with tawaf and everything and sa'i and everything, but when Allahu Akbar goes, that calling to Allah Ta'ala, what happens? Everyone stop and they fill their sufuf. In a matter of seconds, everybody is straightened in their line, sitting and waiting for salah. This is amazing. Jumu'ah, exactly the same. Whole morning we are busy, you know, indulging and seeking halal rizq and sustenance from Allah Ta'ala. We are seeking. We must do this, right? It's halal for you to go and seek your rizq. May Allah allow us all to seek halal sustenance, inshaAllah, and to acquire halal sustenance, inshaAllah Ta'ala. And then suddenly what happens? There's an hour during the day when Allah Ta'ala says, now fas'aw ila dhikrillah. All of us who are believers, whom Allah gives the ability, we stop everything and we focus on Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. How amazing is that? How amazing is that Allah chose you and I to be here today? Why? Not because of man's calling. Not because of man's calling. Because of Allah's calling. Fas'aw ila dhikrillah. Allah gives a command. Hasten now to my remembrance. Where? In the masjid, in Allah's house. What Allah calls the best places on earth. The best places on earth is the masajid. It is the masjid, the houses of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah accepted us to be present here. The worst places on earth is what we love. The marketplaces. Ramadan, samosas, pies, kusistas, ya Rab. The marketplaces. Who will you see in the marketplaces now? The Muslims. La barang clearer. MashaAllah. Right, subhanAllah, this is what is, it's the order of the day now. Why? Because I'm not going to stand in line a day or two before. So we make preparations. Amazing. It's good to make preparations. MashaAllah. It's good to make preparations. But did we make the proper preparations for what is to come? What is to come? It is Shahru Ummati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the month of the Ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Shahr of called Ramadan. Shahr where we will burn all that sins. Every wrong that we have committed. Ramadan. Ramadan is derived from the root letters Ramadan, which means that you burn it away. We will burn away all that shortcomings and sins that we have acquired for a year. Why do I say a year? Fi salawat al-khams, right? Between one salah and another salah, kafaratun lah. It is a means of expiation for you from your sins. Ajib. So if I make fajr, mashallah, and I make duhr, everything in between fajr and duhr, Allah has forgiven me. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ? Which of the favors of your Lord can you deny? Can you imagine as a Muslim? No other deen can tell you this. Ask them. They can say somebody died on the cross for them, yes. And they doubt it till today. Subhanallah. Is it really so? Is it not so? All these debates and conversations happen. We don't doubt it. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say between two salahs, expiation for you. Then, what's after that? Allah Ta'ala mentions that بين العمرتين annually, or between two umras, what will happen? Allah Ta'ala will expiate you from your sins. So if you went for umrah, make intention, Ya Rab, take me again, inshaAllah Ta'ala for umrah, because between those two umras, Allah Ta'ala says expiation for you. So if you went in 2015, and like myself, mashaAllah, and now I went 2024, Allah, everything, believe, Allah has expiated and wiped out all the sins in between 2015 and 2024 for me. So you get the Buddha standing in front of you that is free from sin. Astaghfirullah, I'm joking, that's not true, don't say that. We all make mistakes, but Allah gift us all these gifts. And then, بين الرمضانين, from one Ramadan to another Ramadan, Ya Rab, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. We have been fortunate enough the previous Ramadan to have fasted, and inshallah we will be fortunate enough to fast this Ramadan as well. And between those two Ramadans, the Prophet say, Allah will expiate your sins for you. You will be like a newborn baby. May Allah allow us that. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. But today, mashallah, we have a few, only but a few advices that, or advice that we can give. Otherwise, my wife will give me an idea. Now, there's no such thing as advices, right? It's advice, right? I will advise and advice. So, some advice with regards to how we can better our Ramadan. How we can better our Ramadan, subhanAllah. Because every year, we know that the Prophet ﷺ says that no 2 days of the believer is the same. It cannot be the same, right? Because if one day is similar to another day, the Prophet ﷺ says, then they are losers. So we don't want to be losers. We know last Ramadan, we can now take stock. What did I do and acquire and achieve last Ramadan? I made intentions, did I achieve that goals? So I must be proactive. You know, this is where I lacked. This is where I can do more. This is where I can utilize my time to the best. You know, this is my best time of the day. This is a not so good time of the day, so I can work around that. So we understand how it was the previous Ramadan. How can I embed it? Because how can Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned about 2 days. So what about two Ramadans? Can two Ramadans be the same? It can't. Because we will indeed be the losers at the end of the day. So let us strive and utilize these few things that can be that we mentioned, inshallah ta'ala, with regards to how we can improve and have a better Ramadan. So the first thing that we want to acquire, obviously, is that Allah ta'ala says we perhaps will achieve taqwa. So to achieve taqwa, there are certain steps that we're going to, inshallah ta'ala, make a reality in our life throughout the month of Ramadan in order to acquire taqwa, inshallah. In order to acquire taqwa and to make us to be better Muslims and better believers in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and better servants to Allah ta'ala. And mashallah, there's one thing that we're bringing alive in our lives now. It is to remind ourselves that we are only but servants to Allah. The moment that we tell ourselves that, the act of kibr will be removed from our hearts. That I'm just a servant. I'm nothing but a servant. A servant to who? Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, the Lord of the worlds. I'm not a servant to no one, but to Allah. If I can remind me of that, telling myself constantly, you know who you are. Allah created you from nothing, brother. Right? So you're but a servant to Allah. You're not just a slave. A slave to the Lord of the worlds. And as much as we remind ourselves of that, then kibr will be removed from our hearts. Ameen, may Allah accept. Because we do not want to be a person who have kibr in our hearts. Uqsumu billah. Jamaatul Muslimin, if we understand what kibr means, kibr belongs, it's a quality that only belongs to Allah. The one that adopt that quality upon himself, he actually put himself on equal grounds with Allah. Na'udhu billah. How can we? What does the Mu'addin say when he starts his adhan? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater than everything. That's what we say. But now if we adopt the quality of kibr, who tried this? Shaitan. Shaitan tried this. What happened to Shaitan when he tried it? Allah made him what? What do we say? A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan. He is the accursed one. Allah cursed him. And when Allah cursed an individual, like shaitan is cursed, today the entire creation curse him. Is it true? Because Allah cursed him, it is halal for you and me to curse shaitan. We can say shaitan, la'natullahi alayh. No problem. But can I say Wasim or Mustafa or la'n, astaghfirullah, we can't say that. How can I curse an individual? Our Rasul is our example. When the people of Ta'if were battling with Rasul sallallahu with his message and everything, what did he do? The angels came to him. He said, I did not come to curse nations. I did not come to doom them for hell. I came here as rahmatan lil alamin, as a mercy to them. And we have Allah. Who is he? Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A Lord of mercy. We have وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. A Nabi of mercy. And who are we? Ummatul Rahmah. The Ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Ummah of Rahmah. Rahmah is in our hearts, it's in our genes. We must always show Rahmah and kindness to people. And people will test you. It's not the people that test you, it's Allah that test you. But they will come and they will be that sabab. But Allah say, MashaAllah, things are going so good in your life. Let me throw you a curveball. That curveball is who? Is your own brother. The one that you love so dearly, and here he stabs you, Allah, in the back. You know, you say something in front of you, but he says something at the back. Now you're like, why is this happening? How can you be like that to me? And you are moping and moping and going into a depression because of this? Although Allah Ta'ala says, there's khair for you in that. That is not him, that is my test for you. What are you going to do and how are you going to handle the situation? Muhammad, how did you handle Taif? How did Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam handle Taif? He said, Inni ashku ila, he complained to Allah. About who? About the people of Taif? No, he did not complain. He didn't worry about what the people of Taif did to him. His worry was himself. Ya Allah, how I failed. That I could not reach and penetrate their hearts to show them the beauty, to show them the beauty of Islam and Iman. Ya Rab, if not them, may the offspring that come from them, may they all be of the people of Iman. And subhanAllah, look at that sincere dua from Rahmatan lil Alameen. And this is the point I mention is sincere dua. That person hurt you, there must be sincerity in your heart to say, my brother, my sister, I forgive you. Well, who are you fighting? Who are you fighting at the moment? Are you fighting that person? No, you're fighting yourself. You're fighting your nafs, because your nafs is going to tell you, how can you say maaf to this rubbish that stand in front of you? Na'udhu billah, astaghfirullah. How can you do this? He did this and she did this and they did this and they did this to you. You should not ask maaf. And that is your battle inside. Because that is going to run through your mind. Gaan met hom. Wie is ek? I own this and I did this and this is all mine. And now he wants to just come and on the gravy train. Allahu Akbar. All that, we know what we're talking about, right? But now Allah Ta'ala says, you are a person whom I have, mashallah, guided for so long. Now let me throw you a curveball. Here's the test. What are you going to think of your brother now? Now you tell your brother nicely, my brother, ya salam, what you've done, you know it hurt, but subhanAllah, I think I had a part in that. Maybe because of my attitude, maybe something that I do. So please, you give me maaf. How difficult is that? And look how nice Allah speak. Allah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. How Allah start this verse? First, Allah don't call us, you criminals, you sinners. You guys, I despise you for what you do to me because I give commands. Does Allah speak to us like, look how nice Allah speak. Muhammad, قول, say to them, يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا. My servants, those who worship me, oh my worshippers. Allah calls us knowing that this Buddha just violated my law. He broke every law in the book. But Allah still calls us عِبَاد. Oh, I love them so much. You are my worshippers. You are my servants and my slaves. Allah calls us so nice. Asrafu ala anfusim. Look at Allah speak. Allah says, whom has done what? Whom has sinned against themselves and oppressed themselves and caused dhulm on themselves. Allah says, you've done it to yourself. Allah don't say, what others did to them. Allah could have said that. No. Allah says, asrafu ala anfusim. You've wronged yourselves. This is a reminder for us. Always, that finger, like the old people say, you point one finger, but the other three fingers are pointing back. And the Ibham and the thumb is calling you. MashaAllah, he's looking at the three pointing back. Sometimes we don't see the three pointing back. It's just him. It's his fault. It's her fault. It's them. He did this. He, she. It's never us. It's never us, subhanAllah. Allah protect us. Allah protect us. Wallahi, Jamaatul Muslimin, the world can be such a beautiful place if we just listen to Allah speaking to us. If wrong, you are wronging yourself by stressing about that person. Make right with yourself. Why shouldn't you worry? لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Don't worry. Your Allah's mercy, Allahu Akbar. وسعت كل شيء. It encompasses everything. Allah Ta'ala's mercy on Allah's arsh, it stands. It what? Surpass. It is way beyond ghadabi, Allah's anger. Allah loves His mercy. Allah speaks about His mercy way beyond the anger. It's just a by the way. Allah don't want us to focus on that anger. Allah wants us to focus on that mercy. There's hope for you. Don't lose hope in your Allah's mercy. Don't worry that what that person did. Fight the battle with yourself. That nafs that is there. That nafs amara bisu. That evil within yourself. It's literally called that. Amara bisu. Evil desires within yourself. It is fighting you to say, don't forgive. Say this about that person. Type this about that person. That is your nafs. But if you are strong, and what makes us strong? Ibadah. What is ibadah? Being present with Allah. Is my Allah pleased with me? Is my Allah not pleased with me? Then I will make a decision. Allah is pleased with me, فَبِهَا وَنَعِمْ I'll carry on and I'll do. If Allah is displeased with, if Allah will be displeased with me in this action, I will not do it. What is that? That is asking ourselves that. You know, and at the beginning is going to be us asking ourselves, is Allah going to be pleased with me? Is Allah going to be displeased with me? If we do it constantly, eventually what will happen? It's second nature. Allah will not be pleased with me. You're not going to need to say it. Naturally it comes. May Allah is not pleased with me if I do that? I will not do that. May Allah is pleased with me? MashaAllah, I will carry on doing this. There's khair in this. I can see the khair in this. I can bring people together. You know, we can have mahabbah here, mashaAllah. But this is going to cause this array. It's going to cause tafriq bayn al-ummah. You know, split up between the people. No, this is not what I can do. I can't do this. This is shaitan's job. That kibr. What is kibr? Kibr is? Batrul haq. That is batrul haq. Never. The truth can be in front of me and they can explain it to me in every way possible. But I will not accept it. Why? Because I've got ego. Do you know I am? I don't care. I don't care. Abu Butachi, that subhanAllah, I don't actually want to speak about him, but they call him as an imam. An imam that had many, 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 many views opposing a legacy, a dynasty that came from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had views that subhanAllah, how can any Muslim in the sane mind accept it? We couldn't. Right? And Allah Ta'ala snatched the life away from them. How do we justify? We don't justify the action that has been done, but what he has said, we cannot justify that. That is going totally against Islam. That brings irtidad. That takes you out of the fold of Islam. So we're not going to be apologetic for that. Right? But we're going to have compassion against how the act has been done. Yeah, that is Islam. You can't do that. Vigilantism was never ever a part of Islam. We cannot be barbaric. And we stand with that qawl, yes. But for what he has said, maaf haji. Now is the hukum is Allah's hukum now. We're not going to make hukum of people, but we understand that what you have done and what you have said, subhanAllah, it caused fasad. Takun fitna wa fasad fil out. It caused a lot of fitan and fasad on the earth. And Allah protect us from that. May Allah Ta'ala grant us understanding and protect especially our children. Because this is happening, Jamaatul Muslimin, on our universities, they are being indoctrinated and bombarded with these ideologies. And if we are not strong enough to instill the faith within their hearts, within their minds, within their actions, then they're going to face that very difficult task out there. Make dua for your kids, make dua for your children. Let me start, inshallah, firstly, how we can improve our Ramadan. And the first thing is, remember the greatness of the one you are fasting for. If we fast, the first thing that we need to do is remember the greatness of the one that we are fasting for. I'm not fasting for no one. So the hangry man, that man is not going to exist, inshallah. Because shaitan is not there. Right? I almost want to say, Wasim, there is no shaitan. I'm that shaitan. I don't want to use everybody. So I'm talking about myself. You are the shaitan. How are you going to get that shaitan out of you? Because all year, animal. Yeah, subhanAllah, look at me. You know. Now Ramadan comes. I want my Ramadan to be a successful Ramadan. So that animal, I need to bury that animal now. We're supposed to do that preparation long time already. But in Ramadan at least, the consciousness is there. Because I'm fasting, but I'm not fasting for that person. So whatever you say, Rasul give us a beautiful answer to when that happened. What should we say? All I used to say, and all I can say is, Assalamu alaikum, Habibi. He's like, Assalamu alaikum, Habibi. Inni sa'im. I'm fasting. Barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum. And there I go. And that brother will still say, you, as you walk away. And slowly as you walk away, This Buddha said nothing back. And everybody look at him like, I always hunger. At least that man, mashallah, is fasting. You can see that he's walking away. He doesn't want to indulge in this. This is what a Muslim should do. Allah Ta'ala bring us back to our nature, our natural state when we're in a state of fasting. Rasulullah said that when my deeds are presented to Allah, how does he want to be? He wants to be in a state of fasting. Because fasting brings you back to your own nature. I'm a calm individual. I'm not becoming angry for somebody that's, Allah know what problems this guy have. Now, when somebody does that, you always ask, shame, something must happen in his life, man. Brother, make Allah make it easy for you. Imagine the perplexity in that guy's face. He's telling you about you this and you then say, oh, shame, may Allah make it easy for you, brother. Ya salam. I can't even imagine what you're going through. I make dua, ya Rab, make it easy for this brother of mine. I love him so much, but he's facing heavy task, man. That man's going to be like, what is this guy doing? What is this? This is reminding ourselves that the action that I do is not for this. It is for the one much greater than this, and that is Allah. And if we constantly remind us about Allah Ta'ala while fasting, then mashallah, we'll have a successful fast, inshallah. Bi-idhnillah. Ameen. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Especially now, it's going to be long days. Hajis, I'm persisting years of puasa. Ya Allah. No water, no drinks. No mochi that you can look with like, ah, no, astaghfirullah. No, you can't. Stay away from that mochi. Stay away from that liquor Gatsby's that you eat every day. Woolworths pies and chips and tamam, Haji. Now it's Allah time. Allah brings you back to your nature. One third, one third, one third. Your day without food. Eat at night and sleep. That's all you need. And then you will be one of the richest people in life. Allahu Akbar. Allah brings us back to our natural state. That's what fasting does. So remember the one. Right, Allah Ta'ala, the greatness of the one that we are fasting for. Ponder in his greatness. Right, his awareness, his beauty. See his beauty through fasting. Right? See the warmth and the kindness of Allah Ta'ala through fasting. Draw upon his nearness. How close Allah is with us when we fast. Because you don't want to do something wrong. That's what fasting does. You know, you usually walk towards a place, but nah, I can't. That gaze. Yo, Allahu Akbar. Nah, that gaze is low. Sometimes you must look up. Depends on where you see yourself. You find yourself, right? But that's when anybody beach got set in Ramadan. It's puasa, you know? Subhanallah. So, lower your gaze, inshallah ta'ala, right? Why? Because that will bring nearness to Allah. Everything is now about looking after Allah's law. And fulfilling what Allah ta'ala desires from us. Number two. Keep a score card. Everything that you do, right? MashaAllah. Now it must happen already. You draw up what do you want to achieve and your own scorecard. Because there's many scorecards out there, but some scorecards can work for us. Some scorecards won't work for us. Because we understand our day. We know how it is. Busy my day is. And last year I had a Ramadan that I recited one verse. So this Ramadan, I can't now say, okay, I'm taking this scorecard is telling me I must read the whole khatam. Nah, I'm not going to be able to do that. We know. So we know istidad. We know our level. Where we at? So 10 lines. This year, inshallah, I've prepared myself well up until 10 lines. And if I can do more, I'll do more, but 10 lines, that's my goal. Keep a scorecard. Your du'as, ad'iyah, sabahan wa masa'al. This is what I've memorized from the Rasulullah's du'a in the morning and the du'as in the evening. Every day I must go through this on a checklist, mashallah, scorecard. I score myself, right? We keep record of what we are doing. Why? Because then the next Ramadan, inshallah, if Allah allow, and Allah will allow us many more Ramadan in Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen, then we will know, okay, this is what I achieved last year, so now I must stop it a bit. I must stop it a bit. Keep a scorecard, inshallah ta'ala. And then, number three, the elegance of silence. And this is something very difficult in Ramadan. Why? Because you are agitated. Ya Allah, you do everything for a but in Ramadan. Kom ons sien, nou vir my sê ek moet die hart gaan skoon maak, man. Ik het aan 5 kinders. Hulle kan mos die huis gaan skoonmaak. Why don't you ask your children? Hy is so upset met die vrou. Sy vra wrachtig om my huis skoon te maak. But subhanallah, Aziz, is your duty, is your turn. Unfortunately, now your month is in Ramadan to clean the yard. The yard. Your child already cleaned the previous month because, mashallah, we share the responsibilities. We teach our children also responsibilities and to be responsible. But this is your chance now, and Allah wanted you to clean it in Ramadan. Toilets go and make Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Die vrou sê van my, ek as jy het van die, kyk ek werk elke dag. Jy gaat uit die oggend, dan kom ek die aand terug. Sê van my, kom sê my die toilets go and make nogal achter trawie. No, no, no. Elegance of silence. When something agitates you, bite your tongue. Allah Ta'ala speaks so nice about this. Our Lord teaches us, when you're angry, what must you do? وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. Bite your tongue. Swallow your anger. And then after that, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Then forgive. If that happens, then you say, okay, who did something to me now? Hussein? Hussein. I love him so much, mashallah. You know that Hussein has harmed you today or said something today, right? Not the lawyer Hussein, I'm talking about the other Hussein, right? Then, mashallah, you forgave that person. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. What's the verb after that? وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Muhsin, I think Allah's... وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah Ta'ala loves the good doers. So what is that? There was a bad intent. But, نَا الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَا السَّيِّئَاتِ. Now, a good action has been done and Allah wipe away the sins. Allah clear, purify you. MashaAllah. You know, that is what a Muslim should do. The elegance of silence. Keep quiet. Bite your tongue. Say, I'm fasting. Nothing will take me out of the obedience of Allah Ta'ala now. This is the month that Allah has gifted me that I can maximize. And inshallah, this might be that Ramadan that Allah Ta'ala will enter me through the doors of Jannah with Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'm not going to sell this for nothing and for no one. Allah, Allah. Right? So the elegance of silence, inshallah. The women in the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once asked permission to break their fast. Can you imagine this? The women asked the Rasul Sallam to break their fast. For the heat was so exhausting on them, they thought that they would die. Is that not how we feel now? I feel like klaar hier voor so. Nog is Ramadan, I can drink water now, but yo, the heat is killing us. Subhanallah. The women, it was very hot that time. Right? And he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then sent them an empty, listen to this, an empty bowl. Rasul Sallam sent them an empty bowl. What did he say? Listen to what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. Vomit. The Prophet told them, you, the women, vomit. Why? What's the reason? Listen to the hikmah of the Prophet. They vomited the meat and blood of backbiting. Because in the Ramadan, speak about this one, speak about that one, speak about this one. This was the Ramadan. He said, die vrou, die sê, Moses, terrible geproe gestaan. The neighbor sê, my vrou, ek kan maar die pannekoek gehoor het, man. Hulle stee by die pannekoek met jam op. Ja, salam, kom ons lekker kokonat, ons blee in platte kloof, man. Na'udhu billah, I'm just astaghfirullah. There's nothing wrong with jam. Wallahi, I love it. Send me a jam pancake, please. I love jam. Okay, it depends what the jam it is. No, I'm joking, astaghfirullah. But anything, you know, backbiting. We're eating. Oh, it's quarter past, subhanallah. Right, my time is almost done. So eating, backbiting, that was what they did. Vain talks lead them to haram talk. For this reason, you will experience a serenity of heart. Vomit, they had to vomit. And a glow to your countenance every day, every time you embrace the elegant stance of silence. May Allah Ta'ala allow us in such times that we don't need to speak. We rather keep quiet, inshallah. Or do good. And then I'm just going to fly through the other three, inshallah. Planning the food. Planning the food. Yeah, no, no. Really. I'm not going to eat 10 plates a night. I'm planning myself because Al Taraweeh is very late. I'm not going to eat too much before after Maghrib. Right, I'm going to eat a little bit, that suffice. Then I'm going to have enough energy to go stay in Ramadan. And then after mashallah, I can have another bite. But also not too much because Fajr is early. And so I'm not going to eat too heavy because I'm slapping Fajr. Ya salam. Nuk suhoor for yoni. Now is hangry. I mean hungry. Allah knows best. Subhanallah. May Allah protect us. Then surfing the web. Our young ones. Ya ahl al-shabab. Listen to this. Surfing the web. Sacrifice. Sacrifice for who? For Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Right? It might actually be easier to avoid food. It's better to stay away from food. Wallahi, you know yourself and I know myself. It's better to stay away from food than to stay away from the web. Today. So the fasting today that can make your fast even to another category of greatness is to stay away from the web, surfing the web, subhanAllah. We should view our fast as a detox from everything that is not the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. It's a detox from everything that is not the dhikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And may Allah Ta'ala accept our efforts. And lastly, is being ambitious. Imam Al-Ghazali, rahimahullah, he further noted that the brain eats and digests its own food. The brain eats and it digests its own food. Its thoughts, hence our phrase, food for thought. Food for thought. So take care of your thoughts. Right? Take care of it, your brain, mashallah, there's food there. And you are the one that's going to nurture and send all the beautiful ingredients to your brains. What is that ingredients? Quran, Salah, Dua, indulging in Allah Ta'ala's worship. The true fast, he teaches, Imam Ghazali says, is one in which we can discipline them. All the things that we've mentioned, may Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. These are the 6 points, bi'idhnillah, tabarak wa ta'ala. So Ramadan will be better for us because we'll discuss many of these things, how we can make our Ramadan the greatest Ramadan this month, this year, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah accept. Jazakumullah khairan wa akhiru da'wana hum anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Just a few announcements, inshallah. We have Habib Ahmed Al-Sakaf, who will have his ladies program this weekend here with us. Alhamdulillah, I think there's only about 30 places left for ladies. We, inshallah, will host up till about 300 ladies. They have already almost filled the halls, both. So if your wife and your daughter is not yet on that list, wallahi, this is a person, mashallah, of note, known for his fiqh, known, and this, the topic is Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, love for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and its effects on the heart when through the eyes and through the lens of women. So the mothers of the believers and all them will be mentioned, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Please register. And then we have a Ghazza demonstration today, 5 p.m. And our date sales after Jummah. We only have a few dates left. So they say early bird catches the worm. So the first ones that will go, astaghfirullah, the last ones that will go, inshallah, will receive the dates. Why do I say that? I don't want everybody to run out of the Jummah today because of dates. Take your time, inshallah. Allah put barakah. What is good for one will be good for two. What is good for two will be good for four. What is good for four will be good for eight. What is good for eight will be good for 16 and so on. So Allah Ta'ala bless that all of you must get dates, inshallah. Ameen. Shukran Ajiz for those who kept quiet. May Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah, all your efforts. Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala barakatuh. And also, we have the Khatmul Quran for one of the founding members of our masjid. Uncle Nuri, Mamu Nuri Faki. No, he is not doing too well. So please, anybody, inshallah, there's a link that was sent out. Add your name onto that link, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, and read a juz in order for Allah Ta'ala to make it easy for him and to make it easy for the family as well, inshallah. One of the musallis requested to ask for the following individual, Ghulam Rasool from PE, who will be going for a heart operation today as well. May Allah grant shifa and kamila min kulli da and guide the hands of the surgeon, inshallah ta'ala, and grant him to exit that operation, inshallah, better than he was before, and for all our sick as well, inshallah. Shukr, salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على
إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها المتقون اتقوا الله اتقوا الله اتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى قال الله تبارك وتعالى في محكم التنزيل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصيام جنة فلا يرفث ولا يجهل وإن امرؤ قاتله أو شاتمه فليقل إني صائم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله الجليل لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في محكم التنزيل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر الذنب رضي الله تعالى عنهم عن كل صحابة أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم ولا معهم اللهم منزل الكتاب سريع الحساب يهزم الأحزاب اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم اللهم ارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وهو حر عزيز اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس اشف وأنت شافي لا شفاء إلا شفاؤك شفاء لا يغادر سقما ولا ألما برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم رحمكم الله. أقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة وحي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
لا إله إلا الله، سيدنا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استووا اعتدلوا فلا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم. صلاة رحمكم الله. صلوا صلاة المودع. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات، أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر، إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Allahu akbar. Astaghfirullah al-azim, astaghfirullah al-azim, astaghfirullah al-azim, at-tawwab al-rahim, alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayy al-qayyum, natubu ilayh. Nas'aluka tawbatan wa maghfiratan wa hidayatan lana, innahu huwa at-tawwab al-rahim. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim, ya Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam wa ilayka ya'udu as-salam. Fahayyina Rabbana bis-salam wa adkhilna al-jannata bi-rahmatika dar as-salam. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير اللهم بارك لنا فيما بقي شعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم بارك لنا فيما بقي شعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم بارك لنا فيما بقي شعبان وبلغنا رمضان برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين مقبول إن شاء الله.